USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Leading Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders said Michael Bloomberg is completely unprepared to face President Donald Trump in a debate if he were to win the nomination.
And if that's what happened in a Democratic debate, you know, I think it's quite likely that Trump will chew him up and spit him out.
In an interview that will air on this Sunday's 60 Minutes, Sanders said he's worried about the unprecedented amount of money being spent on the campaign.
I am worried about an unprecedented amount of money being spent on a campaign. And, you know, we've never seen anything like this in American history. I just think, though, that the American people will rebel against this type of oligarchic movement. We are a democracy. One person, one vote, not a guy worth $60 billion buying an election.
Bloomberg has been gearing up for Super Tuesday and faced the other Democrats in his first debate earlier this week. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitution of money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
A 34-year-old Mexican immigrant who was being held by Immigration and Customs Enforcement died in what officials are calling an apparent suicide. David Hernandez Colula is the seventh person to die in ICE custody in the last 5 months, and according to the officials, the fourth person to die by strangulation during the same period. In the previous 12 months, 8 detained immigrants died in ICE custody. The death comes nearly 3 months after he was taken into custody in December. Wells Fargo will pay $3 billion in penalties to resolve a long-running investigation into customer abuses that ran unchecked for more than a dozen years, costing the bank's customers millions of dollars. The much-awaited settlement between the reputation-impaired bank and the Department of Justice is the largest yet in a slew of scandals that cost two Wells Fargo CEOs their jobs and generated billions of dollars in operating losses related to legal costs and government fines and settlements across all 50 states. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There are some new Barbies being released, and USA's Wendy King tells us who they look like.
Toymaker Mattel is introducing three new dolls in its Inspiring Women line of Barbie dolls. They feature the likenesses of accomplished women throughout history. The new set features dolls based on Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Jean King, and Florence Nightingale. Each of the dolls costs $29.99 and can be purchased on the Barbie website or other retailers. The collection previously included dolls based on the likenesses of Sally Ride, Rosa Parks, and Amelia Earhart.
Players on the U.S. women's national soccer team are seeking more than $66 million in damages as part of their gender discrimination lawsuit against the U.S. Soccer Federation. Players on the women's national team sued the federation last March, alleging institutionalized gender discrimination that includes inequitable compensation between the men and women's teams. Earlier this month, Players Union for the men's national team urged the federation to sharply increase pay for the women's team, who was also accusing the governing body of making lowball offers in its current contract negotiations with the men's team. A U.S. man who was on the roster for all 16 qualifiers earned $179,375 in payments from the U.S. Soccer Federation, while an American woman received only $52,500 for being on the roster for the World Cup qualifiers, plus $147,000 for her time at the World Cup. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.